Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We have the latest local number of coronavirus cases, and law enforcement in Dallas County is dealing with a case at the jail. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
And the number in Dallas County alone jumped by 78. They're reporting another 78 additional positive cases of coronavirus. That brings Dallas County's total to 247. Also, the county is reporting its sixth death from COVID-19. They say that was a woman who was in her 80s. She lived in Garland. Also, the Dallas County Sheriff's Office says an inmate has tested positive for the virus. A spokesman, he couldn't confirm whether any other inmates or staff at the jail need to be tested. He also couldn't comment on the inmate's condition right now, just saying that that person is no longer being housed in the jail. Across Texas, the Department of State Health Services says 65 counties out of the 254 counties in Texas are reporting coronavirus right now. They have confirmed a total of 715 cases. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meanwhile, there are now 454 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the 10 counties included in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area. That includes 8 deaths, again 6 in Dallas County. The UNT Health Science Center opens a coronavirus testing site exclusively for Tarrant County first responders. President Dr. Michael Williams says the purpose is to take a load off medical centers that are rapidly being overrun.
These health systems could easily be overwhelmed by people coming to their emergency rooms and potentially filling up their hospital beds as well as their ICUs.
First responders who feel they may need to be tested will contact the Tarrant County Emergency Operations Center for instructions. Currently, it could take as much as 7 days to get the results, but Dr. Williams says he hopes to eventually reduce that to as little as 45 minutes. Those who do get the tests will have to self-quarantine until the results come in. An apartment complex in Fort Worth opening its doors to seniors affected by COVID-19. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the story.
With shelter-in-place orders issued across DFW, senior care centers and assisted living facilities are placing restrictions on who can visit residents.
Right now, we know that a lot of families that have loved ones in senior housing are looking to maybe pull them out of senior housing on a temporary basis, but they're not quite sure where to put them.
Brian Jennings with Cityscape Arts in Fort Worth says they're stepping up to help. The apartment complex is offering ready-to-move-in, fully furnished homes for seniors needing to relocate out of care facilities. Jennings says the housing can be temporary for a few days or can be more long-term based on need. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager says the unemployment rate across the state is on track to more than double during the pandemic.
In January, the unemployment rate was 3.5%. Hager tells the Texas Standard that it's projected to go up to 9%, and it could even hit the low double digits. That would put it at the worst ever monthly rate. The record, set back in '86, is 9.2%. The data for March is expected to be released in about 3 weeks. Chelsea Wade, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meanwhile, a new study shows home sales could fall dramatically here in the second quarter because of the coronavirus scare. KRLD is Kelly Weiss has more.
Capital Economics predicts home sales could fall by 35% annually this spring compared with the last quarter of 2019. JP Piccinini is a DFW realtor.
We're forecasting for about a 50% drop in the month of May and about a 30% drop here in DFW for the second quarter overall in home sales.
And he says,
we don't really expect prices to drop much in DFW because inventory is still so short, still very few homes to sell to this day. And some other markets where there's an abundance of inventory, prices could drop substantially.
He predicts the summertime demand for homes in Texas will skyrocket. Kelly Weiss, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A TSA agent at DFW Airport is tested positive for coronavirus. That agent worked in the international terminal, Terminal D, and TSA is telling people who pass through one of the security checkpoints to monitor for symptoms. Meanwhile, a college student who passed through DFW Airport last week has tested positive. That student, who goes to school out of state, took an American Airlines flight from DFW to Wichita Falls. Restaurants in North Texas are joining together in support of the Great American Takeout Movement.
You know, it's throwing everyone a real curveball, and you know, we're doing everything we can.
Eric Wilkerson is a co-owner of Taco Deli. He says the reality of social distancing means thousands of jobs are being lost and many restaurants are in danger of shutting down permanently. That's where the takeout movement comes into play. It's just a social media hashtag, but it serves an important purpose, reminding people to order takeout and to do everything they can to support the restaurants they love. NASCAR planning another virtual race, and the backdrop for this one should look familiar.
This past weekend, NASCAR gave fans something to watch and enjoy as sports everywhere are basically non-existent. They called it the Dixie Vodka 150, and it was held at the virtual Homestead Miami Speedway, where NASCAR had been scheduled to race for real. Denny Hamlin won the animated race. This weekend, it'll be at Texas Motor Speedway, and you can see it on Fox. Christian Powers, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Here's a tangible measure of how well restrictions may be working. Those can be found in traffic numbers. The North Texas Tollway Authority says last week's traffic on all its area toll roads was down 45% from the same week last year, and that was even before the recent shelter-in-place orders. Get the latest updates 24/7 at krld.com/coronavirus, and our information is updated constantly on air. Listen to News Radio 1080 in the radio.com app.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on krld.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere, for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.